96.5 WDBO.
Good morning. It's 7:39. You are listening to Orlando's Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Let's see. Coming up this morning, at 9 o'clock, it's Brian Kilmeade. Kilmeade, this morning at 9. I'm excited about that. Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day today. And Kilmeade brought both of his dogs to work today. And they're huge, huge dogs. What kind of dogs are they? Because one of them is blind or deaf.
Yeah, they're Great Pyrenees. So he went from having Bernese Mountain Dogs to Great Pyrenees. And he adopted his dog's brother because it was deaf. And the owner said, you can have this one because nobody's going to adopt it because it's deaf. And
they would have destroyed it.
They might have, because nobody wants to deal with a deaf dog. It takes a special person to deal with a deaf dog.
Yeah, so Kilmeade did. He adopted both of them, the hearing one and the non-hearing one. Hopefully, Kilmeade will talk about that coming up later this morning at 9 o'clock. Dori Scheimer is joining us now from the News 96.5 WDBO Washington, D.C. Bureau. It's too bad you don't have a dog to bring to work.
I do have a dog. It's too bad our office building does not let them in the building.
Really?
Really.
Not even one day a year.
I know.
What's up with
that?
I'm
really jealous that Brian gets to bring his dog.
Yeah. So what's the story with the food stamp change?
Yeah, big, big deal. This is the farm bill in the House that has been in negotiations for months now, and it failed the first time it came to the floor. They took it up again last night, and it made it through. It has big changes to the food stamp programs, adding work requirements for food stamp recipients. Now, Republicans in the administration support this plan, saying that it will put more people on a pathway to self-sufficiency. But Democrats say the way that these requirements are laid out will mean that millions of people who rely on these benefits to feed their families will no longer get them. They're saying that more than half of food stamp recipients already have at least one person in the household who is working, and that this is not the solution to the problem. Nevertheless, it passed the House last night. All Florida lawmakers voted along party lines, except for Ileana Ross Layton, the Republican from the Miami area. She voted against the bill.
Now, I know that there's also still a continuing discussion about immigration.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere anytime soon. Republicans were unable to pass either of the bills that they had planned on voting on yesterday. One of them failed. The Goodlatte bill, the more conservative bill, failed. Only got 193 votes, which was actually more than they expected, but still not 218. The other bill, the so-called compromise bill among Republicans, didn't get a vote. They're going back to the drawing board, though, this morning through the weekend to try to work out the details there and have something else to bring next week. But it's really tough. I don't know that they're going to be able to come up with a plan that satisfies. Republicans are doing this without any input from Democrats. So they've got to get to that magic number, get the votes they need, really without any Democrats at all. So right now, moderates and conservatives within the Republican Party of the House are trying to come up with a plan. But right now it is pretty contentious and it's unclear whether they'll be able to find a compromise.
Yeah. And now President Trump is tweeting this morning that they should wait. The Republicans should wait until November to cast that vote.
Yeah, that's a really interesting comment from the president following up on his tweet yesterday saying, what's the point of this vote in the House? I'm not sure exactly, and I'm going to press some people today to find out what's behind that. Why is the president kind of throwing cold water on the House's attempts to, you know, pass something on immigration? He continues to call on Congress to act, that Congress needs to do something to solve the problems at our southern border. But then when they do, he seems to be, you know, not in support of that effort. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out as well.
All right, Dori, you and Ray have a good weekend. We'll pick up with you once again on Monday morning. Dori Scheimer in the News 96.5 WDBO Washington, D.C. Bureau. 7:43 now on Orlando's Morning News. Hello, Tom Terry.
Welcome to Friday morning, Joe, and good to talk to with you early today. Our rain chances holding at around 50% again this afternoon. We're going to get that West Coast sea breeze moving by, and perhaps a few showers before the lunch hour. And then I think the highest coverage will be along and east of the 417 over by I-95 later today. Still a warm day, highs in the lower 90s. Rain coverage about 50%. As we head toward the weekend, a weak storm system moving into the north will actually kind of push some drier air into our far northern zones this weekend. I'm going to keep a 50% storm chance, though, from Sanford south toward Osceola County Saturday with a high 91, and back up to about a 60% coverage for some sea breeze storms. I think the east and west coast sea breezes will help give us some rain Sunday afternoon with a high in the low 90s, keeping our rain chance still at 50% through Tuesday. Pretty typical stuff. The extended five-day forecast four times an hour. From Channel 9, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry.
Tom, we do have a lot of sunshine now, except to the beach. A couple of showers popping up there. 80 at Orlando's Severe Weather Station. Safe Touch Security, Triple Team Traffic, and our helicopter Air One. It's Eric Brown.
Got a problem on I-4 westbound at Kirkman. A crash there. We're going to check that out, see if it's blocking anything. You're backed up to Conroy. So that's